This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 26th of July, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, along with Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller on the news today. We have a new crop of Indiana Master Farmers, and we'll hear from one of them. Also, we preview where you can see antique tractors and farm machinery at a special show in northern Indiana. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch. Also on the podcast, Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with more beautiful Indiana weather until about Sunday. And yesterday, corn and beans higher. Mike Silver provides the market analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Hey, this is Brian Schrader.
Carl Jorn.
And Ben Jacob.
And we're the hosts of the Indiana Pioneer Agronomy Podcast. Each episode, we cover up-to-date field and crop conditions for growers throughout the state of Indiana. Talk to guests about the latest pests, diseases, agronomic technologies, and much more. You can find new episodes weekly on your preferred podcast platform.
Master Farmers announced an antique tractors on display in Kosciuszko County. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. The Purdue Farm Management Tour and Master Farmer Reception was held last week in Randolph County. Decatur County's Tim Gauck was one of six honorees to receive the Distinguished Master Farmer Award.
It's quite an honor, a humbling honor to be mentioned in the field of people that have been there before, but it's also encouraging by the nomination letter I got and the supporting letters. A lot of them were people that were my children's age that had good things to say, and that makes it all worthwhile for all the things that I've been able to do, 4-H leader and an RMC director, and participated in lots of activities in the county that were advantageous to ag.
Gauck had a number of people to thank for the honor.
My family, I'm most blessed to have them, and they've been encouraging for everything I have done. And my nominator and the extension and the 4-H groups in Decatur County have all been good to me. So I just want to thank everybody that has been part of it.
And Hoosier Ag Today would like to congratulate the other Master Farmers honored this year, Troy and Lisa Furr of Woolcott, Ron and Sherry Cash of Greencastle, Keith and Darla Schottmer of Tipton, and Honorary Master Farmer Steve Nichols from Delphi, and Harry Pearson from Hartford City.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
If you like antique tractors and farm machinery, you should head to Kosciuszko County next weekend. Here's CJ Miller.
Thank you, Eric. It's the Summerfest Tractor Show and Pull presented by Echoes of the Past, coming up August 2nd and 3rd, just south of Warsaw and east of Claypool.
It's free for families to bring kids in, have a good time. There's something for everyone.
And that's Adam Heckeman, president of the Echoes of the Past organization. He says the goal of Summerfest is to keep Indiana's farm history alive.
It's great that we as club members can come out and use this equipment, have a lot of fun with our collection items. But in the same time, we can demonstrate and show the youth of our community what our grandfathers, what our fathers had to go through and how hard agriculture was. And, you know, we want to keep that history alive. We want the next generation to understand our American history and what our country is founded on, farming and agriculture.
Adam says his passion for antique tractors has quite literally been passed down to him.
I got the great opportunity to get my hands on a 1937 John Deere Unstyled A, which was my great-grandfather's. We got a hold of that thing. It didn't operate, but I got the opportunity to spend a year restoring that with my grandfather. And yeah, and that's kind of what got me started in this antique club as well. But it's a passion and a love for basically memories that you had when you were a kid.
The event also features a cornhole tournament, a vintage market, live entertainment, and much more. And the best part, Adam says, the event is free.
We do take donations. That's kind of how we operate. But you can come in, you can pull for free, you can have homemade ice cream, you can look at the displays. There's all kinds of kid events. It's just a lot of fun for the family.
Read more about the Summerfest Tractor Show and Pull presented by Echoes of the Past at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And if you haven't done so already, download the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Every farming operation has a story with a past, present, and future. Farm Credit Mid-America wants to get to know your farm story because we're a lending cooperative owned by farmers. And that's why we offer a range of loans and services designed to help farmers grow and prosper. Because we know why no one knows a farmer like a farmer does. Learn more about Farm Credit Mid-America and some of our farmers' stories at fcma.com. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Farmers and agriculture dealers, now is the time to inspect your combines for holes and wear in your threshing, feeder, and grain tank sections. Instead of costly replacements, try combine wear parts from Eiley Fabrications. Many liners rivet or plug weld on top of the OEM, simply covering the wear. But Eiley steel wear part liners are made with the best steel, are easy to install, and built to OEM specs to ensure a snug and seamless fit. Visit IHLEFabrications.com and elevate your harvest this season.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Beautiful weather settling in here for today and tomorrow. Cool temperatures today, relatively speaking. It is summer after all, lots of sunshine, but pleasant as humidity values stay very, very low today. We're going to do the same thing tomorrow, keeping humidity values down, although sneaking temperatures up ever so slightly. It's all over and done as we get into Sunday. Much more humid air coming in from the southwest, moisture with it. Sunshine gives way to cloud cover. We have scattered showers and thunderstorms well above normal temperatures for Sunday afternoon. And then we're kicking off a three-day stretch from Monday through Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where we can see pop-up showers and thunderstorms almost every day. Maybe not much more than 60 to 70% coverage each day, but I think when you combine all 3 days together, Sunday afternoon through Wednesday, we're looking at 100% coverage, a quarter to 1 inch of rain coming through. So definitely seeing some moisture here. And honestly, in most areas, I suppose we can use a little bit. Now, I don't want gully washing rains like what we saw back into early and mid-July, but I think we get some rain. Moving into the end part of the week, we see temperatures stay up there, well above normal temperatures. Humidity values stay elevated, but no well-organized precipitation for Thursday or Friday. You get into Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th. This is where it gets interesting. I think we're underneath a very active air mass, plenty of heat, plenty of humidity. Heat-based shower and thunderstorm action can pop off at almost any time for both Saturday and Sunday. We can add an additional tenth to maybe 3/4 of an inch, but coverage those 2 days, I think it scales back, probably 50, maybe 60% for next weekend. Moving forward, the heat does not break anytime soon, seeing a huge heat dome over the central and southern plains. It's going to try and expand and shift eastward, so I'm looking for very warm air through the middle of August. Some of the heat that was expected to try and build in July, yeah, it's a month late, but it's still coming here in August. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig. Corn and soybeans jump, a little bit of a sell-off in Chicago wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review, and I'll have the settlements from our mixed day of trade. We begin, though, with market analysis. I grabbed that at the end of the session from Mike Silver of Kokomo Grain. Mike, a nice bump in the soybean market on Thursday as weather is mostly favorable at this point in time for the corn and soybean markets as we get hotter and drier, at least over a part of the Corn Belt.
Indeed, that leadership in the soybean market today appears to be somewhat weather-related in terms of the longer-range forecast, especially for next week, going into this weekend and next week for the western part of the belt, perhaps to warm up more than we're accustomed to here in the east. And, of course, the other thing that's going on is both the commodity funds in corn and soybean futures have pushed us downward to record short positions going back to 2006. So we have set new record short positions by the commodity funds in these markets. So we've gone down last week at this time. Actually, we made new life of contract lows for basically all of our futures contracts in corn and soybeans, and even wheat for that matter. But that gives this market a little bit of support down at those new lows. And we're seeing a little bit of short covering take place today going into the weekend. Will it be long-lived? I hope so. I hope we can elevate these prices higher. But working as overhead resistance is certainly the fact that there is still a considerable amount of corn from the harvest of last fall that needs to come to town that has not been priced, that is going to impact the futures market as we do see some price rallies. And thank goodness we are seeing some price rallies right now. We are obviously moving into the very critical month of August next week, and August basically determines how our soybean crop is going to end up. It looks like our corn crop is in pretty good shape across the belt. Certainly, we look good here in Indiana in both corn and soybeans, with some minor exceptions, but certainly the crop looks good. And, of course, USDA here on the 12th of August, that's a ways away yet, but just a couple of weeks, we'll get the August WASDE report. We'll get their latest thoughts in what they think the not only our production is going to be in terms of yield, and also the other factor, of course, is our corn usage, our exports. And we did get the export sales report this morning, and that was kind of a mixed bag. And I'll go through that just very quickly here. 331,500 metric tons of old crop corn. That was down from last week's 437.8. In the new crop, export sales for corn, 745,000 metric tons. That was up from last week's 485,700 metric tons. So that was a good number, and that's been supportive today. In our soybean export sales number, we had 88.6 versus last week's 228.1. That was down, obviously, from last week. And that has offered mild support to the soybean market today. But what has provided some catalyst is our new crop soybean sales have picked up 829,000.7 metric tons versus last week's 507. So all in all, I mean, the export sales numbers, mediocre at best, but adding some support. And compared to expectations, especially the corn market, is a little bit better than we had expected in terms of export sales. If we look at the pace needed to meet the USDA targets that are in the balance tables right now, and again, we'll get an update on that in the August WASDE report, we're 1% ahead of the pace needed to meet the projection for corn, but we're still 2% down from the projection needed to meet the balance sheet tables currently in play. Weather, as I mentioned earlier, is still very much a market component. And as I said before, going into this weekend, traders will have a focus on what these weather forecasts are and how they ground truth into next week. So it could be an interesting day tomorrow. I guess I wouldn't be surprised to see the market maybe give back some of today's gains tomorrow, Friday, going into a pretty critical, really, summer weather weekend. But we'll keep our fingers crossed. At least we see some green paint in the corn and soybean quilt board today. Not so much in the wheat. Wheat is, it looks like we're going to have a negative close in the wheat today. But as I look back and compare where we are right now versus where we were last Friday, in the December corn, we're up 16 and a quarter cents. Our nearby corn, the September futures, were up 15 and three quarters. We're up 43.25 cents in the soybean market. So the good thing is we've seen a little bit of bump in the futures prices. It has afforded folks some opportunity to make some additional new crop sales, old crop sales also, because there's still quite a large amount of old crop that needs to come to town and that needs to be priced. So producers have increased their activity by delivering grain into the market and making room for what looks like, Andy, if Mother Nature cooperates from this point forward, we should have another excellent corn and soybean crop here in Indiana when harvest starts in not so many weeks ahead.
Mike Silver, Market Analysis. Get Mike at Kokomo Grain, 800-666-0613. Settlements now from Thursday trade. September corn ends the session up 2 1/4 at 406. Dease goes to 420 and three quarters, a gain of 2 3/4. March 3 cents higher, 435 1/4. August beans a nickel up at 1116. September 1074 1/2, 14 1/4 higher. Novi picks up 15 1/2 cents, jumping to 1079 1/2. And September wheat 537 3/4, off 9 1/4. Meats mixed. October live cattle 188.60, up 232. And October lean hogs down 22 cents, 77.80. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.